Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Wrangell, a small island fishing community in southeast Alaska that is the only town in the state to have been governed by four distinct groups: Tlingit, Russian, British, and American.
I am Carol Westmore. I live in Wrangell, Alaska, and I work for the city and borough of Wrangell, and I've been living here for about 20 years. We are an island just across from the mainland, and that's situated at the mouth of the Stikine River, which is a massive river. It's like the fastest navigable river in North America. So all the islands surrounding us are mountainous. We're in the heart of the Tongass National Forest. So the city itself is a very small area surrounded by the national forest. Very green, it's in a temperate rainforest. Our primary sort of economic drivers include commercial fishing and processing, as well as tourism. Then we have timber harvesting and processing used to be one of our mainstays, and it's much smaller these days just because of the national political climate with the timber harvesting in the Tongass. One of the growing sectors within our community is marine service industry, meaning we have a 150 and 300 ton boat haul out, and so we have a large sector that work on boats. From May until September, you know, with the light being, you know, the long hours and the fishing starting and the summer season, I mean, it's just go, go, go. I mean, people will be going 12-hour days easy. There's a lot of outdoor recreational opportunities, from kayaking and fishing and hiking and sightseeing and wildlife viewing. I mean, so there's lots for people to do, and the residents partake in all that. During winter, we'll have several really good snowfalls that will stay, and the snow machines come out, and people are out over the island snow machining and enjoying the time in the snow. It's very safe. The community really looks out for its kids and tries to take care of its kids. And, that's what's kept us here. We don't need the big city. We really have maintained sort of that real Alaska small town feel. And I think a lot of visitors that come to Wrangell really enjoy that aspect of it.
Carol Rushmore works for the city and borough of Wrangell. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community on the segment, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Emily Schwing, Jolene Almendarez, Annie Feit, and Monica Goki. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Shady Grove Oliver.